the pledge.
Boy, it is hard to believe, Cynthia, that 1 week from today, it will be Halloween, time for trick-or-treats.
Yes, yes.
And there is an alternative movement going on in this country for the kiddos out there who are allergic to candy. Can you imagine that?
That is so wonderful. It's such a great alternative. And with us, we have our doctor.
Dr. Sarah Uechert from Grand Rapids Allergy is joining us. Dr. Uechert, you know a lot about the teal pumpkin movement.
Yes, thank you for having me. This is great to get this awareness out to the public and get more people participating. The teal pumpkin started in 2012 by a mom in Tennessee who wanted to make Halloween a safer event for children with food allergy. Teal is the color of food allergy awareness, so she painted a pumpkin teal and put it out on her front porch, got a bunch of people in her neighborhood to participate as well, and that was a sign to her kids that that house would have safe, non-food treats available for trick-or-treating.
Because kids are so tempted with candy. I think what it is, they want what they can't have, and often what they can't have could be very dangerous to them.
Absolutely. 1 out of 13 children have a life-threatening food allergy. So for them, the bowl of candy is actually quite scary. And they, much as they want it, they know that it's not safe for them. And for the younger ones, it's even harder for them because they don't necessarily understand the why they can't have the candy.
And doctor, I think this movement might even be spreading to the people who don't have allergies, because I know I'm coming from Tucson, Arizona, and a lot of parents there felt like they had to take the candy to the hospital and get it x-rayed before they could even give it to the children because of things that people put in the candy.
Sure, and not even for that reason, and then also for a lot of people have food intolerances. They might not be allergic where they would have a life-threatening reaction, but the candy still doesn't make them feel good. A lot of people like to avoid the dyes, the artificial dyes in the candies. And then we've got all of our dentists who say, great, let's give treats that aren't candy. Let's give toys and other fun things so we have less cavities to have to deal with, too.
So can you list some of the non-food treat ideas for people?
Sure. Stickers, coloring books, there's glow sticks, bouncy balls, bubbles. There's lots of things out there that you can find. In fact, some of the stores are now catering to the teal pumpkin, so they'll have goodie bags that are non-candy that are perfect for handing out.
And how do you spread the word about this?
Well, this is one of the ways, so I appreciate you guys having me on today to talk about it. The more people that hear about it, I think the bigger the movement will get. You can log on to foodallergy.org. That's a national nonprofit for food allergy that supports the teal pumpkin, and they have a fantastic map that it's really fun to look at. You can log your house in, so you can put your address in and say, we have a teal pumpkin out front, and then you can also download signs off of their website that you can put in your front window that say you have safe non-food treats available for anyone who wants them.
Dr. Sarah Uechert from Grand Rapids Allergy, as we talk about the teal pumpkin movement, can a lot of people who hand out candy, can you participate in both? Can you love on kids who don't have food allergies, and can you love on kids who do by having a regular pumpkin and a teal pumpkin?
Absolutely. That's a great question, for sure. We do that at our own house. We have two separate bowls. We have our bowl that has our non-food treats in it, and then we have our bowl with our traditional candy. So when the kids come to the door, they have a choice.
You have a special event going on at your office, do you not?
We do. This Thursday, we're celebrating Teal Pumpkin, and it's open to the community from 6 until 7:30 at our office, Grand Rapids Allergy in Cascade. You can show up dressed up for Halloween and trick-or-treat at our office. We've got some non-food treats, and we also have some teal pumpkins, and we will be doing some EpiPen training for those who want to have a refresher course on that as well.
This is such a great idea, and I think it would be wonderful to get it out to the churches, too, that do those trunk-or-treats that kids go
sure.
to. Yes.
That's a great idea.
Dr. Uechert.
On my list for next year.
Okay, there you go. Yep. Maybe we could give you some numbers to call.
That'd be wonderful. Thank you.
Dr. Uechert, we want to thank you for your time, and we want to say happy Halloween to you, and good luck with your teal pumpkins.
Blessings.
Thank you. Happy Halloween to you as well.